And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 26th of March, 2010. It's the birthday of Gregory Corso, born in New York City in 1930. Spent 3 years in prison in upstate New York for theft, discovered poetry there, got out, met Allen Ginsberg, Jack Kerouac, Lawrence Ferlinghetti, published his first collection entitled Gasoline. It's the birthday of Thomas Lanier Williams, Columbus, Mississippi, 1914, whom we know as Tennessee Williams, who wrote The Glass Menagerie, A Streetcar Named Desire, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. He grew up very close to his sister Rose. They were rarely apart. The family cook called them the couple. And when he was 7 and she was 9, the family moved from Mississippi to a tenement apartment in St. Louis, where the noise and the filth of the city shocked them, and where Rose suffered a series of breakdowns. She was institutionalized, and her parents made her undergo a lobotomy. Tennessee Williams said, "I have found it easier to identify with the characters who verge upon hysteria, who were frightened of life, who were desperate to reach out to another person. But these seemingly fragile people are the strong people, really." It's the birthday of Robert Frost, San Francisco, 1874, one of the most famous American poets ever, the man who wrote The Road Not Taken, After Apple Picking, Home Burial, Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening, who wrote a poem called Dedication for the inauguration of John F. Kennedy as president in 1961, and was going to read it, but the sun was shining so brightly it made a glare on the page. The poet, 87, couldn't see the poem he had composed, so instead he recited an older poem of his, The Gift, outright. A great moment in the history of American poetry. It's the birthday of the poet Alfred Edward Houseman, A.E. Houseman, in Worcestershire, England, 1859. Worked as a clerk in the patent office in London for 10 years as he wrote his famous poems, including Loveliest of Trees, The Cherry Now is Hung with Bloom Along the Bough. It stands along the woodland ride, wearing white for Eastertide. Houseman, who said, "Good literature must do some good to the reader, must quicken his perception, though dull, and sharpen his discrimination, though blunt, and mellow the rawness of his personal opinions." Here's a poem by Robert Frost on his birthday, "Happiness Makes Up in Height for What It Lacks in Length." Oh, stormy, stormy world, the days you were not swirled around with mist and cloud, or wrapped as in a shroud, and the sun's brilliant ball was not in part or all obscured from mortal view, were days so very few. I can but wonder whence I get the lasting sense of so much warmth and light. If my mistrust is right, it may be altogether from one day's perfect weather, when starting clear at dawn, the day swept clearly on to finish clear at eve. I verily believe my fair impression may be all from that one day. No shadow crossed but ours, as through its blazing flowers we went from house to wood for change of solitude. A poem by Robert Frost, "Happiness Makes Up in Height for What It Lacks in Length," from the collected poems of Robert Frost, published by Henry Holt and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the NEA in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org or find them on Twitter for more information. And by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 436 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, How Tomorrow Moves. Written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.